This was how anxiety and depression were treated in the past. Women who experienced mood swings and melancholy were taken by their husbands to the doctor, who diagnosed them with a condition known at the time as hysteria, which, interestingly, comes from the Greek word hystera, meaning uterus, and is now recognized as anxiety. In the doctor's office, treatment was promptly initiated, which was nothing more than a pelvic massage aimed at achieving hysterical paroxysm, now normalized as orgasm, but at the time believed to reposition the uterus to its correct place. So many women repeatedly sought consultations and requested this treatment for hysteria that doctors became exhausted by the end of the day. Because of this, they invented a vibratory device to perform the treatment more quickly, eliminating the need for manual intervention by the doctor. And that's how the vibrator was born. At the time, it was known as a healing artifact, owned only by the nobility. Later, however, for some reason, it became extremely popular among women, turning into a product labeled as sinful and losing the context of its original creation.